Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ronan Comtrick. We've got to tell you, we're just saying before we start recording, it's such a nice morning for a run. And it's really early for us. We've met at 8 a.m, which, of course, isn't early for humans. But it's about...
It's a lie-in for some, isn't it? But it's one of those perfect heat-wavy days where this is probably the best time to run.
Yeah, we actually chose... We're doing... I mean, say chose the route. It's one of our absolute classics. But we're off at the park and walk and around the woods to be under the cooling green leaves of late August. And as you say, it was like the hottest day in the history of the world yesterday.
And it's going to be a little bit hot today.
It's going to be quite hot today.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool this morning.
Yeah.
Cool and gorgeous.
I went for this run the other day with George. We did like a sort of 7.5 mile loop. You know that one where you go around Ali Pally and then up Muswell Hill. It was really nice to run with him, actually.
Is that something you've picked up since your holiday, or just because?
Well, it's just every now and again he wants to go for a run, so I just caught him in a really nice moment. But I realise most of the route is shaded.
Yeah.
So even like the hottest, sunniest day, we're in shade for a long time. So.
That's ideal for you and George, because a couple of really characters yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Skipping through the woods, and we had a really good run, and then we had a burn up in the last mile because he slaughtered me at the Blake Hughes Classic.
We'd forgotten.
Yeah, but you'll be pleased to know that at the end of a hot, hilly 7.5 miles, it was me who showed him a clean pair of heels down here, and I held off. I didn't absolutely annihilate him, but I beat him.
Congratulations!
But it was funny because I said to him, do you mind that? Was that okay? And he said, no, it's fine. I said, because I didn't want to run too far away from him. I was trying to encourage you as well. He said, no, he said, if you'd have slaughtered me, it would have been more motivating.
Yeah, right.
So who knows the psychology of the child?
Yes.
But it was really good fun.
But he is not a child, yes, but a man.
He is, that's it. He's now a young man.
Yeah.
In bed, recovering from Carnival. It's all been Carnival weekend.
Yeah.
Notting Hill.
Hey, they've filled in the holes under this bridge.
Yeah, I quite like that bit now.
It's good, isn't it? You should do it under the other ones.
Yeah, it's nice.
Trip hazard. Gorgeous up here, though. So, you've been doing quite a lot of running, I understand.
I've been doing a fair bit. I've been running most days just because, obviously, I love running, but also the weather's been nice.
That's something you're into, is it, running?
Something I'm into. Something I'm just gradually getting into. But I also really like running in the sun.
Yeah.
I've always loved it. So on days where I wouldn't normally run, it bumps me up from like 4 days a week running to like 6 or 7 easily, just because the weather's nicer.
Yeah, right. Just get out there and do it.
Yeah. How about you?
It's just been a funny old summer. We've been all over the place in terms of planned engineering works and emergency engineering works.
Yeah.
By which I mean we always intended to go to Scotland and Orkney in Scotland and come back, and then I was just going to the Green Man, but I couldn't go to the Green Man. But then we still were staying in Somerset,
right,
and commuting to Oxfordshire. You know, it's just all over the place.
Right.
And that's before you even get to work and drama and all that.
Yeah.
So I feel like my running brain says, oh, you've completely forgotten everything. You're not doing anything, you know. But actually, I've been keeping up with it.
Right.
Getting quite a lot of runs in. And lots of running with my wife, because she's, you know, she's good for 10K now.
That's brilliant.
So we'll go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and when you combine that with, you know, like talking about real things and the cathartic mental health nature of running, it's nice to be able to not just go out and think about things, but to go out and talk about things.
Absolutely, yeah. On the run, brilliant, yeah. Superb.
Particularly as she always claims, you know, because I've got a bit more distance than her, she actually claims to not mind.
Yeah.
When I just talk and talk.
When you just babble, have a good old babble.
And another thing I thought about the Edinburgh Festival this year.
Yeah. No, that's great. Well, you really appreciate it when there's stuff been going on.
Yeah. I think that, oh no, I mean, I was thinking that this morning when I was thinking about what we might talk about. You simply, I feel like it's not a cliche, but something that's been said before, but it always bears saying again that, oh God, it always bears saying again that, oh my God, there's a dog.
Oi. It's all right.
Doesn't it? That always bears saying again, oh my God, it's going to bite me. Oh, dog. That dog got more and more excited.
Look, as we got closer to its owner.
Yeah, all right.
That's a big pack.
Oh, that good.
Big pack thing.
He thought we were going to rugby tackle.
Well, yeah, there's some sort of...
I think if I had buttocks,
yeah,
it'd give me a little nip.
Little
it was lucky
chomp.
Just a moment of confusion.
Yeah.
As it bit into empty air.
No buttocks! Where's the man buttock? Where's the chunky bit? So what were you saying? You were saying that...
Yeah, that running is great for mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we talk... And the other thing around... Not just in terms of how you're feeling and what you're thinking, but also in terms of training or whatever. It's a little journey forward into life, a little doorway you go through.
Yeah.
And if you are working something through, little thing, big thing, being upset or being confused, you won't be on the same page when you get back.
No, you absolutely won't.
It might be a similar page.
Yeah.
You might have to have a similar run on another day.
Yeah.
But it will always take you forward.
It gives you a bit of space and take you forward, yeah.
And just... In life, I think, sometimes maybe this is an older person talking, but we can dwell on the negative aspect of life moving fast and us moving forward through things, whereas the run's never negative.
Yeah.
It always shows you that the path forward from the present into the future is the best way.
Yeah.
Of course, it's also the only way.
Yeah, it's the only way. You can't dodge it, and it's... Just having a good sweat and feeling your muscles burn a bit.
Absolutely.
And getting your heart going. It's we're very lucky to have it. I mean, some people don't.
No, that's
they just
right.
don't do running. They can't do it. There's no exercise in their lives. I'm amazed they're still remotely functional.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean, it's just
well,
like,
I'm less amazed because I didn't used to have it. You know,
right.
And also, even now, I get that running in particular is, you know, psychologically, physically, either both, it's just not for everyone, is it?
No, you're right.
I mean, there's even people we know who do a lot of it, and it's just pure bullish commitment.
Yes.
They never palpably get joy from it. And I got to 35 without thinking of my body as anything other than a big, slightly wobbly vehicle.
And, yeah, transportive tool. I mean, it's not that...
What do you call me?
Yeah.
You're talking about Willis.
But you don't have to, it's just any exercise, you don't have to run, but just some people just don't exercise. I understand, but it's just, I suppose, all I'm saying there is that I really need it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the two things to recognise there is one, there's just a slight disconnect. You know, if you say to someone, you should do some exercise, it'll be really good for you, you'll like it, and they start doing some exercise for the first time ever or whatever, they could quite reasonably turn around and say, but this isn't any fun.
Yeah.
And they'd be right. You're like, oh no, it doesn't work like that. It's a slightly more elusive relationship with effort and commitment and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the other one is, and this is something I think ultimately is still positive, but I've had to learn, is that sometimes when I'm really cross about something, really got my teeth into it, like a bit of knotted rope. If you go to a run, for a run to make you feel better, you've really got to work hard not to just carry that with you.
Yes.
And grow it while you're running.
It can be an hour just sort of vexing yourself.
Yeah, and just rehearsing an argument you had with someone on the internet, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's something I've realised the last couple of weeks or so, because I've been going through this this thing with my family that I can't really talk about too much, but it's led to... I've spent a lot of time basically constructing truthful emails in my mind.
Yeah.
And even writing and making notes on them. But I haven't sent them.
No.
And I'm really glad I haven't.
No, and I think
there's something to it, because
that's right.
Who cares about the truth
if
it's
going to
hurt people? It's just like, do you know what I mean?
It's just
to give you that space. But my goodness, I've appreciated the notes-taking facility
Absolutely.
On my mobile phone.
That is another very useful psychological exercise, isn't it? If you've got something, you want to say something, they won't necessarily say it to someone, they don't necessarily want to hear it. The old thing, to write the letter and then not send it.
Yes.
I'm sure someone would hear that and think, no, pointless. But it really isn't.
No, it really isn't.
It's like what the people in Harry Potter do with their thoughts. Pull them out of the head and stick them in the sieve.
Yeah.
So that they can see them clearly.
Yes, and it's also that sort of, you know, that will it help thing.
Yeah.
And also, you may think you're right, but it's that battle to be right that causes a row in the first place.
Yes, absolutely.
Just want you, if we're going
Sorry.
For who's right and who's wrong, that never ends well.
No.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, because it can turn out that the other person thought they're right as well.
Of course, well, of course I do.
Yeah. I had a really good lesson in that this summer as a top comedian. TV superstar came on my game show.
Yeah.
And absolutely and repeatedly insisted on being right.
Right.
And probably technically was.
Yeah.
But it was so obvious as the host of the show that they were insisting on that at the expense of everything else.
Right. Yeah. They were honouring the spirit of things. The
essence of just making the person, you know, convincing. Being mean and pedantic with the person keeping the scores.
Yeah.
To the point where the person keeping the scores would say, all right, then I won't give you the points.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a metaphor for how it works.
Yes. Yeah.
Conflict.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does not resolve things.
Doesn't seem to.
Just
does
doesn't.
It?
You've got to work with a nudge. It can be difficult, but.
Yeah.
That's the nature of life. Perhaps even harder for us gentlemen to. See things this way.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's also
that concern. Thing of, it's nice to just, the writing, the email that you don't send, the going for a run.
Yeah.
The sort of mechanisms for creating a bit of space.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
And a bit of time. And we're built in this culture where everything's really quick yeah. response. And so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
nice to just, to not do that.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, cause yeah,
back when I started going for a run, I never took my phone.
Yeah.
And I don't regret that those days are gone because I'm keeping a record of how far I go.
Yes, yeah.
And even now, of course, my phone is in my pocket and I don't wear a watch.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Elements of that abide.
Yeah.
But the other day, my phone was running low.
Right.
And I was dealing with some, you know, there was kind of pending shenanigans.
Yes.
Coming into it.
Yeah.
And so I left it to charge.
Yeah.
And went on a sunny walk through the fields. And that's so basic, but my goodness. And it's enforced, you know?
Right, yeah.
All I'm going to do for the next hour and a half
yes.
is walk with my family in the sunshine.
Yeah.
And even though, and I suppose instinctively, what you want to do is fix everything and then do that.
Yeah.
But you can't.
No.
If you're going to do it, you're going to have to do it when the time comes. I am...
just dodging the bins getting put out this morning.
God, it's funny. It's bin day after the bank holiday. London
it's a lot
stinks.
Of rubbish. Yeah.
But luckily, it's not, you know, in this weather, this kind of temperature doesn't really bring it.
Doesn't make it worse, the intense heat wafting off the open bins as we weave our way down.
I just remembered this is a bit of a change, but the first time I listened to music running up to meet you this morning.
Yeah.
And so good. Left Hand Free by Alt J.
Right.
Which is the... It's what they play when they first introduce Tom Holland as Spider-Man in Captain America Civil War. He goes, bum, 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 like that.
Yeah.
And then the drums come in.
Yeah.
And it's... And I started running. I was like, oh, yeah. It was like a film, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Headed off up the road. Feeling really good. And then turning into the long morning shadows, I saw the shape of my run. I realised I waddled like a duck and felt like an idiot. That's how it goes.
So did you run to Arun this morning?
I did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Nice. Trying to get the miles back
up. Nice little warm-up. Thank you.
Cheers. Talking of... being in the moment and you know, sharing the space and finding the space, I was impressed that that woman who stood out of our way just then was walking down quite a steep hill,
yeah,
reading a book,
yeah, yeah,
and politely and gently, not in a jumpy way, getting out of the way of runners.
Yeah, with a big smile as
that's
well.
Someone who knows who's got a strong handle on their place in the world.
But with a big smile as well, and no sense of we're putting her out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Or look, she's had a fright.
Nice, really nice.
That's really good. You should get an allotment
here. Absolutely gorgeous.
Sorry, too soon.
Absolutely gorgeous.
So we're just into Queenswood.
Just 5.5 this morning.
Yeah.
Loosen up.
So that was one TV star.
Yeah.
Certainly making that room full of people.
Was that with a fairly high status on it as well?
Well, I think they would have...
Or assumed high status or whatever.
But a negative high status. So kind of that thing of coming to Edinburgh and selling hundreds and hundreds of tickets every day, right, and then moaning about it when you're on the show with people who can't get 12 people in. You know, have some awareness of...
That is a funny aspect of Edinburgh, isn't it? The way it can put the... You know, successful in terms of tickets hold and unsuccessful together.
Yeah.
In the same...
And everyone finds something to moan about.
Yeah. It's funny, the sort of moaning... It's very hard to get through the festival, it seems, without some sort of moan, doesn't it? To just accept it for what it is.
Well, it's so long.
Because it's such a tough long.
So long and intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt a bit moaning because I really enjoyed my experience up there. Last 2 years, I was just back.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was the most fun I've had up there for a while. And I know it's a weird, short, in and out experience, but there was loads of joy there. And it was really nice to be... I was sort of... directly involved and just kind of socially involved,
yeah,
with loads of other people and their shows, and everyone seemed to be having a good time. Felt like a real good community.
Yeah,
but it's so ridiculously long.
Yeah,
it just seems like it was about 6 months ago, and it's just basically some shows did their last show yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's nice. I picked up a young comic, Nick Dixon from Luton Airport, on Sunday, because he'd... Most festivals leave you in some sort of financial, psychological, kind of spiritual abyss. He found he literally couldn't afford to get home. So he could get the flight to
Luton. Guilty that made me laugh.
Yeah, well, it did. Of course it's hilarious. He was sort of just basically doing a runner from Edinburgh.
Squirrel run out the street there. Look.
And there was no trains from Luton into King's Cross that day anyway.
Yeah.
Which made picking people up from Luton Airport even more of a kind of get out of NAM kind of scenario. There's loads of cars circling, trying not to pay your parking surcharges ridiculous rip-off parking charges in airports where you can't pick people up from the airport now without getting... It was like £1 a minute or something in the pickup zone. Just gives it an element of tension that you don't really need. Yeah. You know?
Oh, catching a plane is like being beaten up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really...
have to make it this stressful?
Yeah. It's funny. It's like because the airlines have been called out for, you know, that it's not green. It's not good for the world.
Yeah.
And like, well, we'll double down on that. You know, if we're the bad guys, we'll back it right up.
Yeah, let's horrendously charge you for luggage as well.
Actually, we're going to, when you walk into the airport now, we'll slap you across the face and charge you £30 for the pleasure.
Yeah.
Planes, schmains.
But he was.
So how was his run?
Pardon?
How was his run?
He did okay. He did fine. He enjoyed it. He's very much not one to sort of go out. He just hunkers down and gets through it.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Came through with various things that had happened that were good. You've got to be really solid about what you want out of Edinburgh, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's such an amorphous beast, it can really swallow you up. He seemed in good spirits.
It's really nice because going back to how leafy early morning at least run.
Yeah, the crack
is
of dawn.
We come into the woods and you realise that all the people we've been seeing are early starters are on the way to work or to give the dog a quick walk.
Yeah.
And now we're in the woods. There's no one here.
Yeah, it's really
it's
nice.
It's the quietest I've ever. Just hear birdsing. And that's that.
It's beautiful.
We're in the heart of North London.
Have you been gigging much then, or what's been?
No, it's funny you should say that, because I say about the running, I want to get back on it, you know. I was looking at, because my schedule,
yeah,
as I planned it out in my diary, it's kind of gone out the window.
Yeah.
I stayed with it, ran a lot of miles. Did, you know, 9 miles in the heat the other day.
Right.
And I'm doing, yeah, so it's about when. Less than 2 weeks away from the Great North Run now.
Yeah.
Which in turn is my, you know, 13, it's my half training run on the way up to Yorkshire.
Yeah.
In October. And the metaphor for where my training is at is the comedy, because I had a really nice feeling of, you know, when you've got that level of fitness that is, sorry, that is, oh, God, what am I trying to say? You've got your base level of fitness and you're really strong.
Yeah.
But then you don't keep it right up.
Right.
And you think, oh, no, it's going to be really bad. And then you go out and you're really fresh.
Yeah.
I had that with the comedy because I did a set at the end of July.
Yeah.
And even then, I think, because it was July and there was other stuff going on, I think it had been a while since I kind of banged out my classic jokes.
Yeah.
And they felt better as a result, you know. I was kind of surprising myself with them.
Yeah.
And then I did 2 weekends of my game show, which is all improvised off the cuff. Came back and did The Cutting Edge. So that's all response to the news and shenanigans.
Yeah.
Then had to cancel that festival,
yeah,
which I was gutted about. But, you know, didn't do those gigs.
Yeah.
And didn't do any gigs for maybe, only another week, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got on stage at the Manchester Comedy Store the weekend, and I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't done my 20-minute club set for a month.
Yes.
And that doesn't sound like much, but
it's a long time, yeah.
It's absolutely immense.
Yeah.
And I hit the stage, and I suddenly realised how fantastic that was.
Good, good.
Because, of course, before I didn't do it for a month, I'd done it every night for a decade.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't like that stuff was lost to me.
No, it's there.
But it was so... Oh, you know what it is. It just felt like a good run after a good taper.
Well, it's,
you know,
it's
I just felt like I was like, oh, I can do this.
It's clicking.
It's real joy.
It's clicking into... It's like a song, isn't it? It's like you're singing a song again, irregardless of whether your acts include songs. I'm talking about when I click into my set, it is a song, isn't it? I'm singing a song to the crowd, and they're laughing, and that's it. And that's a very pleasurable feeling.
That's right, and it's quintessential stand-up, because what you're doing is you get this thing out, and you see it clearly hanging there between you and the audience, and you show it to them, and they go, yeah, it's great!
And if you've
got that distance, then you think, I know, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, I love it. It's nice.
Because obviously I feel like I've been talking around it a bit, and I don't want to dig too deep into it because I don't want to make anyone unnecessarily sad.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we need to talk about my dad dying because
of course.
Everyone's been so nice about it.
Yes.
I think that running commentary in particular as a community, because of course, like we were saying last time, or actually the time before last, you know, I am very much a model on thrower.
Yes.
So I haven't really talked about this stuff
to
anyone beyond my immediate family.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
But we did talk about it on the podcast a couple of episodes ago. And, of course, several of you got in touch and said nice things and started... And also mentioned the fact that, of course, everyone knew Dad indirectly through... The stuff I've said about him, and not just because of totally to do with Parkinson's and fundraising and all that stuff, but not just because of that, but just because of the
just stories from
stuff
the past.
About exactly.
Of course, yeah.
And I just didn't realise that, and it was absolutely lovely. And that was the taster for what it'd be like when I told social network server.
Yes, yeah.
It just went off. I mean,
yeah,
not to be too cynical about it, but as a comedian, it is slightly disappointing when your most viral tweet is the saddest one you've ever done. But joking aside, it was a really beautiful thing. And I do think, you know, that people are very negative about social networks and screen time. But it has to be said.
That's when it's good, isn't it?
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was really special. I mean, specifically, because there was a kind of vigil element to my dad going over the summer.
Yeah.
It was really, what's the word? Anathema to me to keep my head down in that way.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, at another level, it wasn't the reason. It wasn't the enforced embargo. I wasn't in a good emotional place for doing comedy or funny tweets or whatever.
But
nevertheless, I felt very stuck and lost. And honestly, the emotional sucker of dad letting go and telling the social networks and everyone kind of like the world coming in, and so many different messages, you know, from total strangers to people who are strangers but aren't, like you guys, the listeners, you know, to dear friends, to famous people, to people I went to school with, but every one of them personal and thoughtful and considered and considerate and light, you know. People are so good at this stuff.
Yeah.
The kind of hand around the shoulder of life. And it was beautiful. It was like the sun coming up. It was like
that's when social
freedom.
Media is at its best, isn't it? That very basic, simple emotional connection.
Yeah.
It's almost like the NHS or something. When you need it most, it's really good.
Yes.
It just can be a bit messy.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you don't. But
yeah, and it's good to.
So it's there.
And it's better. It's better to not need it most of the time.
Yeah. But no, I saw that, and I appreciate. And we talked about it the previous week, and that's tough stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really, really, really difficult.
But one of the things talking about now, it just feels narcissistic, really, because it's not about me, you know, it's about my dad, really, and he's a popular guy and a lovely guy, so there's a lot of sadness, a lot of people, not least, you know, my family and my...
Yes.
But personally, I have a little bit of... I get the fear, that sense that I'm muddling on through, I'm kind of hiding it, squeezing it all down inside me, like Seinfeld's dad, you know?
Yes.
Serenity now!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Serenity now! But when it comes down to it, I think I feel fairly sanguine about the whole thing. And I've had kind of imposter syndrome. I really had to miss that festival.
Yes.
And, you know, for emotional reasons, for technical reasons.
Yeah.
But I felt like I'd said, you know, the dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
I'd just say to myself, this is real.
This is a real thing.
They'll understand. They were so nice.
It's huge. You know, it's
and then
huge.
And then similarly, all that... those just spectacular condolences.
Yeah.
I felt guilty.
Yes.
About getting them, but that's just silly.
No,
but there is
you,
a... It's not just what's the word? Not just me being blocky and deluded. It's because now I've worked it through for a few days. I don't... There's I'm going to get to this. You know, hang in there, dear listener.
Right.
it's all right. My dad going. It happened in a nice way at the right time. And if I'm honest, there's things in my life, there's things in our lives that have been harder, and not because they're bigger. It's the worst thing that could happen. But it's happened in the really linear, pure, nice way. It's happened in the way that was kind of true to my dad's character.
Right.
Whereas there's other things that happened that are so unreasonable and so surprising and so unfair.
Yes.
So
yep.
Things you can't fix. You know, terrible decisions the country you live in makes. Things like that.
There's a naturalness to what occurs.
There's a naturalness. Yes, there's a forwards flow, you know.
Yes,
and so it's hard. I can't fight it.
Mm,
and whereas there's things that you don't want to fight because it's a fight you can't win, but you just get angry and you get all tangled up. And that's
the
when the emotional knots come. Injustice, exactly. There was no injustice here. There's nothing I wasn't allowed to express. There's nothing that made me go, what do you...
What do you mean?
You know, and I can think of so many examples of times in my life when I have felt like that. I think, you know, they were worse, or at least less healthy. They weren't worse. Nothing's worse, but more tangled up, more darker feelings, more kind of
more
biley.
Confusing and dark.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So have you had the service yet?
No, so I'm going to do the Great North Run on September the 8th and then my dad's funeral's on September the 9th.
Right.
It's going to be an intense couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought about not doing that and I thought, no, I want to do it, you know.
Might as well do it. It's sort of... And I don't mean to be crass about it, but you talked about... It seemed to happen in a fairly natural time frame as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which sort of helps, I suppose. I don't actually know, of course, because you're the one having the experience. But it's
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you know, I just think sometimes, well, it's very hard to watch your own denial taking place.
Yeah.
I've done some dodgy stuff the last few weeks, but it's basically thinking I'm being fiercely efficient.
Yes.
And going, oh. I've forgotten my own head.
Well, I noticed that yesterday when you spoke to me, you seemed like incredibly chipper and dynamic and focused and efficient. And it's like he's either doing really well or the motor's running in a different direction.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so aware
of it, but you've really got to crack on.
Yeah.
I've had. Yeah. I'm a stand-in for to do Mastermind again.
All right,
next week.
Okay, cool.
Which is
nice.
I mean, I probably won't do it.
Right.
Which would be a quite unsatisfying training period.
Yeah.
But I did think to myself, oh, that'd be great because that means I can spend a couple of weeks justifiably burying my head in
facts,
one specific set of facts, and also quizzes in general, which is such a good hiding place.
Really good displacement. Yeah.
But actually, I enjoyed that, or rather. Enjoyed this. Oh, look at this. I've got to get
it. Gorgeous,
it's incredible. That's
so
the sports field in Highbury Field, and it's ridiculous.
I was here yesterday. No, I wasn't. I was in Hampstead Heath. What am I on about?
Oh, yeah.
I was in the Heath yesterday.
No, same thing.
Bank holiday Monday.
I've got to move because there's this. I'll pick up that plastic cup.
Yeah.
It's a bit too depressing.
Nice to get rid of that. There's a bin here, mate.
But yeah, like I said, I don't think I'm in denial. Plastic cup! Loses it. Ah, heritage! That is incredibly gorgeous. Oh my, on another day, we'd take our shoes off, wouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
What was I saying? I actually found that quizzy head in the sandiness was more suited to where my head was at in those dark times, the waiting times of August.
Yes.
And now I'm back in the world. It's I am quite, like you were saying, I'm quite dynamic. I'm in a big sortie-out head. Yeah, some of the things are really nice. Some of the things are really... You know, like horrible things. There's a lot of logistics when someone dies.
Yes.
And but that's where I'm at. So hiding out of my house, watching TV shows on Netflix doesn't feel like the right thing anymore.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah. It's also that sort of end of summer vibe as well, isn't there? There's a kind of wanting to get stuff done before Christmas, sort of very defines your year, doesn't it? The next few months before Christmas. So it was when you have a look back at it, you think, what did I do this year?
It's no, like, it's pretty healthy. That yeah. wire is bothering me in the sense of stop. Sorry, it's like feeling really heavy and it's like corn something back there. I think it's probably sweat. Sweat. Come on, let's sweat. Baby. Yeah, and I think that as a comedian, it's like being an academic or a school student.
Yeah.
The beginning of September is, I was saying this yesterday to the kids, we all agreed that this is a more valid New Year's resolution time.
Yes, I think
than
so, yeah.
January.
Yeah. It feels that way, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, so what's your subject then that you're beating
up? I don't
know.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
All right, okay.
So I'm not going to.
That's fair enough.
But, and the other thing is, it's an upside really because, you know, I had a really good one before. So yeah. If I do get on, I've really got to do well.
Yes, of course.
Or yeah. I won't just be failing. I'll be detracting from a previous, major
success.
Achievement. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would hurt quite a lot. Yeah. On the other hand, this kind of thing does rather suit me.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Well, that is nice.
Morning, Magpie. Yeah, so, and yeah, I really have been, well, yesterday was, it's funny you were saying about me being efficient, because yesterday felt like that, I just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Did that show in Manchester and felt good.
Yeah.
You know, first time going back on stage, felt kind of selfish to feel so good, but definitely healthy.
Yes.
And you know, there's a lot of corollaries between stand-up stage time and a run.
Yeah.
That's another door.
Yes.
You go through and it makes you feel better.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Unless it's one of the...
It's something you click into and understand that's a bit separate but connected to your life, isn't it? It
there
takes
you
out of the flow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I got up early there and did some stuff, came back to London, working on the train, did a radio record. Then something bad happened there and I phoned you up. And
yeah.
It just, the day got worse and worse.
Right.
All
right, okay. Okay.
A major comedy legend broke my guitar yesterday.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, that's a shame.
He said, can I have a look at it? I said, yeah, sure.
Smash.
And I got it out of the case. He didn't even take it off me or play it or anything.
Right.
So we just chatted about it a bit. And I put it down.
Mm.
And he came walking past it and he knocked it over.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I think it's broken.
It's a real shame.
And in terms of the Serenity Now thing.
Yeah.
I think that was the moment.
Yes.
I don't think any of the people there quite realised how close I came to burning that place to the ground.
Yeah.
In the tearful rage. Why? No! Etc.
Do you mind if we cut across and go to the facility? Do you mind?
Yes, I might! Right, let's start doing that, Jack. Ooh!
I think
is this a real path?
So, let's see.
What are you doing?
I think this does take us through.
It's running into the holly.
It's like divergence from that.
Okay. You're not going to murder me?
No, I'm still... It is the second day, but I'm still slightly hungover from Sunday's... It was
Sunday's bottles.
So it was me, Ra, Matt and Julie. Every year on bank holiday, we go to our Cuban restaurant.
Yeah.
I guess this way. Cuban restaurant, I think so. Cuban restaurant experience. 4 years ago, we went to this place. Worked out they did...
On the anniversary of Bay of Pigs.
Yeah. That they did happy hour before 8.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get there at 7:30 and order 2 double doubles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then just take it from there.
Just in case you don't get enough to drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to not drink enough.
At which point the waiters look at us like we're aliens. And then we just took into
listeners all going, yeah, we remember this.
Yeah. So now we go there every year. You know, it's become this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every year I get...
Look at the wood. You brought us to the most gorgeous
drunk.
Place.
This is nice, yeah.
Even more gorgeous than...
Yeah, because it feels like we're in them now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Wow, wait. Picture skew.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, it's
anything
good.
Anything particularly messy happen apart from the actual drinking itself?
Not really, just... it was one of those where we ended up staying over. That's always a sign, isn't it?
At the restaurant?
No, yeah. Do you mind if we just sleep here?
Get out!
Yeah. No, we stayed...
We're just going to sleep here. Get out!
So we stayed at Julie and Matt's. It was just waking up
thinking... because they live, like, next door to you, don't they?
What room am I in? Yeah, it's one of those days. I'm just feeling really, just a lingering feeling of shame and ridiculousness all day, the day afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But it feels better now, coming for a run.
You always important.
They've just fallen for their old trick.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, it is funny, isn't it, with the travelling around, staying in different places and drinking. I had that in the hotel on Sunday night.
Right.
And I'd been away for like a fortnight and away most of the summer.
Right.
Spent one night in my house.
Yeah.
And then there I was. I woke up, hear my wife breathing next to me. Thought I really need a wee. Got out, snuck across the room. Yeah. There is the bathroom. Right. Opened the bathroom door. It was only the big click of it that woke me up enough to say, no, yeah. Your wife's not there. Yeah. This is a hotel and you're about to walk naked into the corridor. Stop
morning,
now.
Sir. Full breakfast.
And as my wife rightly pointed out, I said, and leave yourself locked out of your room naked in the corridor. And that's true, that very nearly happened.
Yeah, there. I know a few mates who do that, go sleepwalking and in hotel corridors just naked.
Yeah.
Quite a tough one to come back from that. I tell you what, you can feel the heat coming into the day, can't you?
Yeah.
It's like half eight, but it's starting to come in. I'm sweating a fair bit.
Yeah. Sweat it out.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, talking of fierce commitment, drinking, running to process things, and new academic year's resolutions. Let's talk about those things, because I have to say, are we turning right here?
No, I think we can go.
Can we not go straight out this way?
I think.
Yes, we can.
All right, okay, yeah.
We're choosing new paths through Highgate Wood, and it's quite exciting. We could get lost in here today.
Yeah.
This is where Highgate Wood becomes Dolby Forest.
Yeah.
But, because the thing is, drinking's great, isn't it? That's the problem there.
Yeah, that's
the problem. And I do find in summer the ease with which I revert to lager is just incredible.
Right.
So I've made a lager rule.
Yeah.
September the 1st.
Yes.
That's it. That's the end of that. Stop.
There's a lot of that, isn't there, September the 1st?
Because apart from the concerns that... Do you know, it's amazing because when you have a drink to cheer yourself up, alcohol is actually a depressant. Yeah. Who knew? Everyone, we all knew. and also I want to shake off a bit of poundage for the coming runs.
Yeah.
And every pint of lager is essentially a big slice of cake.
Yes.
So, September the 1st. That's out.
September the 1st.
And then...
it's the big one.
October, I'm going to... That should hopefully help me put the brakes on.
Yeah.
In general. But I think from October to the Yorkshire Marathon, which is 3 weeks, I definitely won't drink at all.
Yeah.
So you'll have to hold me to these commitments.
Well, let's do it, man.
And then see...
Also, when you've got big stuff going on in your life...
Yeah.
It can help us as some sort of release of pressure, etc. Yeah. But it doesn't have to magnify it the next day, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know. That's what Alan Cochrane said.
It's not helpful. It's not helpful, is it?
No, yeah. It's a false.
Yeah.
Well, it's.
But it's very hard to resist.
It's like,
how many times? As many times as we've circled Highgate Woods, we've had that very same conversation.
We always think it's nice to do running commentary because it feels like this conversation can just run around. But realise that that's because we're essentially repeating ourselves.
That thing of like the definition of madness is to do the same thing again and again, expect a different result. We are mad people.
Yeah. I always think that definition of madness is skewed to describe something that's a silly thing to do.
Yes.
I know plenty of mad people say the definition of madness is more shouting the street. About imagined beasts that other people can't see. That's closer to it.
Yeah.
Things we've done before. I just was lucky that the green man didn't come on at that crossing, because if it goes beep, 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 we go boop, 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 boop. Someone got online and commented about my potential book about running music.
Yeah.
I just wanted to slightly take issue with the inverted commas around the word book.
Right.
Have you ever seen Rob's book? Book.
That's like you're spinning for a while.
Is that really necessary?
I went for an unhelpful run after that.
Oh, it's a book, is it? It's ridiculous, is it, to write about music? That's a great thing to do. I mean, I think that's exactly what I was saying, isn't it? That the easily the most healthy thing you can do when life throws you curveballs is to drink too much and then pick around with a stranger on the internet.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I mean, that's all. We've all done it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Ideal. So that's my, booze-related plan. But my running-related plan is Great North Run.
Yeah.
Many miles.
Many, many, many miles.
And the Yorkshire Marathon. The one big thing I've done this year, which really has absolutely dropped off the grid.
Exercises?
No, the exercises have fallen off a bit.
Right. Okay.
I haven't done them as often as I'd like, but they're still there.
Okay.
My plank slipped from 4.5 minutes to 4.
Right. Well,
that's only because I'm not breaking myself on it.
And yeah.
I'm doing the 4 quite often to get my hand in there.
Do you listen to music when you're doing that?
Always.
Or watch something, right.
Okay. Always. With the planking in particular, I listen with all exercises I do in front of my optimum exercise session, which, remember, is stretching and exercises.
Yeah.
And I do it over a really long time.
Right.
It's to do it in front of a Columbo.
Right. Nice. Yeah. Makes sense.
Good thing with Columbos, if you miss a bit, you don't miss much.
Yeah.
And but the plank, I've got songs, they've got to be long enough, obviously, and they've got to be good chunky versy chorus songs that I know.
Yeah.
And then you kind of climb up through it like a ladder.
Yeah.
And but the thing I really haven't done, I didn't do it in August at any point, is parkrun.
Right.
I have not done that.
Yes.
Speed workout for many a week.
Yeah, and they're so crucial, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got to get back out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it started with Edinburgh when I was planning to go to Portobello both weeks and I had too much homework to do for my show. And that was a real good commitment.
It's a habit that quickly establishes itself and gets lost as well,
isn't
it?
Yeah, that's right. Now, but on the other hand, like we were saying earlier on, I'm not worried about it because it'll be nice to get back to it.
Yeah.
It'll give me a nice freshness. But I have to be ready to have lost some time. Because if you do, if you don't keep your hand in with that, you don't get to keep the times. Although, that reminds me, some great PBs recently. Yeah. I think there's a couple on Instagram that you might not have seen.
We need to get those. I'll do those next time.
Someone got two, I think a 10K and a 5K PB, both for the first time in a really long time. Just suddenly smashed both of them.
That's great.
So that's the kind of moment
I'm looking for. This is a good time of year to get try and drag your summer speed into an October half marathon or marathon.
So you said you might be doing a half marathon on September the 8th yourself.
Yeah, I can't do that. They wouldn't accept a late entry. I was a couple of days late with the entry and I tried to put all my status within the running community. As you know, it's huge.
I was going to say, don't they know who you are?
Were they not aware of my sterling work?
I mean, in all seriousness, you are Paul Tompkins.
Yeah, and I did specialise.
You've even got a book coming out. That was inverted commas.
I did say as well, in case you don't know, this is the Paul Tompkinson, not just a.
Yeah.
All to no avail. Couldn't get me in. Fair enough. New
it's
Forest.
Enough.
I'll do it next. I'll do
you
it next year.
Special privileges.
But that is a shame because I've really fancied doing that. But anyway, I'm doing a 5K midweek sort of club race on September the 11th, and then I'm doing the Scarborough 10K. Classic late September, and then I'll have a look and see how I'm feeling, and hopefully have a bit. I feel myself coming back to it. I'm running more, I feel slimmer.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
I want to get on this mastermind, win it.
Yeah,
do the Great North Run, do the Yorkshire Marathon, do a half in the spring, maybe Bath.
Yeah.
London Marathon.
London, definitely.
Race the Stones. New York Marathon. Make another 100K for Parkinson's UK.
Yeah, that's great.
Sounds easy enough.
Yeah.
Should be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
Watch out. I saw you going in one side of the van and a car going in the other side.
I definitely want to get run over really quickly.
Yeah.
Definitely up for Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
As a kind of exploratory experience into ultras.
New ground.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous.
Will we record that or just do it?
I think we'll have to work it out because I don't think you can record the whole thing because it's too far.
It's too long. It's too long.
But I think that we might be able to factor dotting in and record with our support, with our snacks and things.
Bits and bobs we can do around.
You know, I'm sure that we might be able to get what do you call it in running? I was thinking we might be able to get caddied with that.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I'm sure crude. Julia,
crude. Get the I'm sure crew Julia out, yeah. would be happy to yeah. shove microphones in our faces yeah. every 30 kilometres.
Yes, yeah, yeah. To hear our increasingly agitated babble.
Yeah.
And then the silence. as fatigue push, descends.
Push. Yeah. Also, I was thinking one of the things I remembered about New York is my fantastic supporter Chris Amaya lives in New York.
All right.
So we're going to throw ourselves yeah. on her mercy for that marathon.
That'd be great to go to. So races and fitness, yeah, it's a shame I missed the hernia operation, just kind of laid waste to my, what was going to be a summer's track racing.
But yeah, but equally I think that when you
I
say
I think
that,
it's best I had it done.
Absolutely, you can't say that as a negative, because it had to be dealt with and you yeah. dealt with it. So.
And it feels better now. I feel relief that I haven't got it. I think, oh, wow, I used to have a hernia. No, I don't. It's
and
nice.
You just said yourself, you feel strong, you're feeling yeah. fit, you're feeling light.
No, it is good. Just got to give it time. It
if only there was one small physical step we could make to make ourselves feel happier and fitter and run better.
Yeah.
Can you think of one little
just
thing?
Just one habitual habit.
One day-to-day habit.
Yeah.
One yeah. terrible addiction.
One potentially binging fall into an abyss that we could avoid. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
No. No.
Oh!
I made the first step by putting all the booze downstairs in the basement, because that's been dangerous. After my birthday, I was bought a sort of quite a large wine rack,
yeah,
which has been in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing it all the time. That's not good.
Seeing it.
I can't be wandering around seeing alcohol. So that, taking steps, basic steps.
Yeah, 12 steps.
Yeah. Yeah. We've definitely accepted our powerlessness. Done the first one, here we go.
Hey, the other thing we need to do, you always talk about it, and we haven't, this is just chat, we haven't got any immediate plans, but it's time to catch up with some new and exciting interviewees and some old friends of the show.
Yeah,
well, see what they're all doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, it's been waiting a little bit for summer, hasn't it?
Yeah, because we
because in summer everyone's all over the place.
In fact, I think
not
a
just
little,
us, everyone.
A bit of kudos to you and I for finding the time to be in the same place every yes. Yeah. week or two all summer.
Yeah,
so we've been all over the place.
Little people wouldn't realise.
Well, at one point we tried to do a run together based on the fact that Orkney is very nearly an anagram of New York.
Yeah,
but you can't run together via no. anagram. And also, there's no W.
People don't realise how hard we strive to maintain the wants and weakness of.
Well, it's lucky we're incredibly obstinate and unimaginative.
That's we the same will thing do this the same once thing a that week.
Never change.
Forever and ever.
Rule set. I will run 26.2
we
miles.
We will do this.
It is the way it works, isn't it? When yeah. I went back to miss that plank for a bit and I went back and did 4 minutes. It's just you replace physical fitness and ease with stubbornness.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, but you're going to. Stubbornness is a massively underrated quality for runners, isn't it? Because there comes a point in every race or really hard training session where it's sort of the primary motor, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's got to be exactly. a stubborn, contrary old coot.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going. That's right. All that stuff about positivity yeah, yeah, yeah. healthy thinking. Oh, shut up.
Swearing
that was yesterday. And still running.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I feel I just said that I've got such a wave of looking forward to the autumn and new beginnings. But then I laugh at myself because it's going to be, you know, wet and cold and dark.
Yes.
It'll be about leaving the house and getting on a train and going somewhere far away that yeah. you don't like as much as your house.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
things
yeah.
Things
like
yeah. that are going to be happening all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, that will be happening. That's the stuff of life. But York Marathon will be good for you, won't it? That's a nice race.
Yeah,
nice
well,
experience.
I think that in terms of possible slipping of fitness, on the one hand, well, I had a review of it yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
And on one hand, I don't think it's slipped so much. And on the other hand, if it has, I think I've caught it in time.
Right.
You know, because how far are we from York now? We're just It's the 20th.
7 weeks, is it?
Yeah, it's the best part of 2 months.
Yeah.
More than 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
And as I said, I'm not coming from a standing start.
Yeah.
So I think my ability to enjoy it on the day, to be fit enough to run round,
yeah,
is, if not in doubt, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
And even saying that out loud makes me realise that this time last year, I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was ever going to do a marathon again without stopping and walking.
Yes,
know?
Yeah.
So that's good at least. But the real question mark, the thing I need to focus on, the thing I need to make sure is the thing I get out of this Edinburgh Festival, is pace.
Yeah.
I would like to do it faster than last year.
Right.
Of course, I did it pretty fast last year.
Yeah.
So
what was your time last year?
3:32.
Right, yeah.
And but it is a fast marathon.
It's a fast marathon. It's a course, you know.
I've done it faster than that twice before that.
Yeah.
So, and I think ultimately the thing we're looking at, and this connects to what you were saying about your operation and everything, is to not believe that aging has anything directly to do with this at all.
Right.
That if we want to, we can train up.
Yes. Yeah.
Be
yeah.
as fast as we were. We are that strict. What's the Tennyson in Skyfall? We are not now that strength which we were, but... And that's it, isn't it? You're always getting older,
yeah.
and it's new experiences, and you have to kind of hone but what you're good at.
You've got a few years on me, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're mid-40s, aren't you?
Well, 46.
Yeah, but that's... I think you can still. I think it's possible that you can.
Well, absolutely, you're an inspiration. You're the Paul Tonkinson.
Well, that was.
I think that you should have a card that allows you to turn up at the start line of any half marathon.
He's here.
The legend.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Thanks. Oh, I really appreciate it. Cheers, mate. Now I got my PB at 47 for the marathon, but it's trajectories, isn't it? There's definitely a bit of space here for you to.
Yeah. And also, again, it's the longer experience because I think slipping off a training schedule, some people would find really scary.
Yeah.
It's a safety net, you know? And I think I'm experienced enough to go, no, I'm probably fine.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure someone will hear that and think, oh, blasé.
Yeah.
But that's not the case at all. It's just realising that all this stuff we're doing has to ultimately fit in with real life.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I think that's the funny thing about us doing running commentary is I realise we're very lucky, and it is very us, because it's only because we're comedians
that we can do,
this, because all the other people who are as into running as we are have to work so hard to find that time and everything. And we're like, so we Wednesday lunchtime.
Really early. 8 a.m.
And also we just have that, maybe it's a sad thing, but we just have that kind of cynical journalistic distance on even the, you know, on the best and the worst things. We're still just looking at them going, oh yeah, so that's that.
Yeah. In terms of like training, and I don't want to be a party pooper, but there will have to be a few long runs between now and York.
Oh, there will be. Yeah. I've got them scheduled in. I wrote the words fast 20 in my diary yesterday.
Right, okay.
It's a worrying thought.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back in Manchester next weekend, and it'll be the old long run to the park run.
Right, okay, yeah.
It's good that I've missed my park runs all summer, because now I can do a long run to the park run, and that can be my excuse.
Yes.
That it's not a great time, you see.
Yes, yeah.
It's good
way
of easing back into it. So that's South Manchester Park Run.
Yeah.
On the, was it the 31st of August? I don't promise I'll be there.
Yeah.
Because I never turn up on these Saturday mornings, but nevertheless, that's the idea.
Hope, yeah. And you had fun in Manchester the other weekend then, was it a laugh?
Yeah, it was just on Sunday. It was good. I was going to say something else there about the... Oh, yeah, I had a good conversation with Rob Newman.
Oh, yes.
Which was a sequel to a conversation we had about... And I was thinking about us.
Yeah.
You know, talking about real things on here. It was about truth in comedy.
All right,
talking about serious stuff.
Right.
And we were saying how... you can't separate them out. You know, that stand-up is purer than that. You can't do a serious thing and then do a joke. You have to try and share your serious thing through the medium of laughs.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Because that's the only way the audience will let you have it.
Right.
If you just say, I'm being serious now, then... Well, then they're just not listening. They're not necessarily experiencing.
You know? Yes.
And he invoked Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Who I know was your...
He's my favourite.
Very much your...
It's really why
go-to
I do
to in that scenario.
Yes, yeah. He's a nice fellow, Rob Newman, isn't he? He's a gentle soul, isn't he?
Yeah, gentle with in conversation, maybe, but not that respectful of musical instruments.
Right. Oh.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Newman!
Newman!
There's a Seinfeld theme developing here.
Yeah.
Newman! Serenity now!
He didn't mention the table tennis.
No.
He's let that go after years of the defeat. He does good shows at Edinburgh, actually.
Right. What is the table tennis?
I'm sure I'll tell you that story about going round to his house and playing table tennis and it all got really gnarly. We went round after a gig. And he was like, he's got a table tennis table.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, do you play table tennis? I said, yeah, I'll play table tennis. I used to play a fair bit when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So we had a game, and I won. Just one game. I'd just beaten the first game.
Yeah.
Then the second game, he was getting a bit pumped up, and he was getting a bit agitated. Second game, I won. Then we had a third game, and he tied his hair back. He had a drink of water. He stretched, and I won again. I'm can be intensely competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm okay at table tennis. I'm not brilliant, but I'm okay. I've played. You know?
Slightly better than him.
Yeah, it was obviously I was slightly better than him. And after the third game, I had to leave. There's nothing else that could be said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'd beaten ourselves into a kind of table tennis black hole. It was really weird.
Glorious.
And there was nothing else to say. And we've been getting on really well. He invited me back to his place.
Seen him since?
You know, no, not really. not really. It was just it was just really funny little episode.
Well, that led me back to a funny thing we were saying the other day about my dad. Because he was, you know, such an easygoing guy.
Yeah.
Really friend to everyone. Brilliantly, comedy-wise, more like you than me. Really funny, but laconic. You'd wait for his moment.
Right.
And then slam it in.
Yeah.
Love sport. Really good at it. I think we talked about it before. He was unpopular with the cricket lot because he didn't delineate between cricket and football. I mean, he did in terms of the rules.
Right.
Because you can really mess that up.
Yeah.
But he was great at cricket and great at football, and they really resented him at cricket because of that. But they couldn't not get him on the team because he was too good.
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
But the only reason I mention all that is because he kept his competitiveness so quiet, but it was such a thing.
Yeah.
And if you ever beat him at anything, he had the luxury, because he was quite good at stuff in general. If you ever beat him at anything, you'd never play that again.
Right.
Squash with my mum.
Right.
Yeah. Snooker with his dad.
Yeah.
And once in a barn in Wales. And he'd give you a run out, particularly me, as the much younger of the kids.
Right.
You know, there was a table tennis table in this barn in Wales.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he basically let me have a fair crack at it, you know.
Yeah.
Keeping me a couple of points behind him, but letting me win a fair amount of points. So
yeah.
It was a more interesting scoreline. But what he didn't see was me warming up.
Right.
Suddenly started winning points without being handed them.
Yeah.
And I nearly won. And suddenly the gloves came off.
Yeah.
Wow, Dad wasn't this good at the beginning of the game. Smash, smash. <Yeah. laughs> Because you can be a lovely person and still win.
Yeah. Well, I'm reminded of that time you told me about. You put out a few drinks and up with some mates, and some guy casually suggested a planking competition. he didn't realise the cage he'd rattled.
That's right.
At that point.
He made some claims as well. He was all kind of really relaxed. So, yeah, I do about 7 minutes.
He made some claims.
Do you?
Did you really plank for 7 minutes? Let's try this out.
Let's see that.
Yeah. That sounds great. Let's give it a run out.
Oh, no, something's happened to your house. Did you know?
The burglars are getting more and more obvious, aren't they?
They're audacious, aren't they?
Do you want a glass of water?
Wrap up, because we're recording a podcast at the moment, so let's just finish. Oh, that red car's a bit...
No, I don't like the red car.
I think we need a weeping willow. Well, thank you for this run.
No, it's been really good. It's been really, real fun.
Thanks again to everyone being lovely online. And, and let's keep doing this.
Yeah,
on
we're
going to
launch into the autumn with some PBs and onwards and upwards, yeah.
If you've done a PB and you haven't heard from us, just in passing.
Have faith.
Aruga!
Some details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.